Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah is continue discussing what circumstances will make produce become set for Maaser, that he can no longer snack on them until he takes off Maaser. Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah is discussing selling produce. Selling produce, Madarabanan, makes it become Kevea, set for Maaser. And here it discusses selling produce that's still attached to the tree. If someone says to his friend, Halach Isser Zeh, take this Isser coin, V'tein li bari chamish te'inim, and give me 5 figs for the in exchange for this coin. And the figs here are still attached to the tree. So the Mishnah says, according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, Lo yoichal ad she'aser, he can no longer eat the figs until he takes off. Maaser divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir, that once he's purchased the produce, so the sale itself makes it set for Maaser. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eichel achas achas u'pater, he can still eat them one by one and become pater, and be exempt from taking off the Maaser if he eats them one by one. Vim tzirif, but if he combines 2 figs together, then chayef, then he's going to be obligated in Maaser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the sale alone does not make it set for Maaser. However, if he takes them 2 at a time, so that the bundling of 2 together makes somewhat considering a pile of fruit, the fact that there's multiple now, and that will make it set for Maaser. But otherwise, if he eats it individually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the sale does not make it set for Maaser. The Rav speaks out over here, and this is going to be clear from the next Mishnah, that the Machlekes over here is only when the seller is the one that's picking it off of the tree. But if it's the buyer that's picking it off of the tree, then Rav Meir will agree to Rav Yehuda that you can still eat it one by one without being obligated in Maaser. And Rav Meir only holds that it's automatically obligated in Maaser. It's set when the seller is picking it from his own tree and handing it to the buyer. The Mishnah now brings a Maisa, a story that happened that backs up Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Maisa beginas vredim, shahais abishlaim. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said over this Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda saying over, Maisa beginas vredim, shahais abishlaim. There once was a story in the rose garden that was in Yerushalayim. And there were figs growing in this rose garden. V'hayu te'inim nekaris. And the figs that grew in the garden were being sold for 3 or 4 figs for 1 Isser coin. They were apparently very expensive figs, and it was only 3 or 4 figs for an Isser coin. And the importance of it being a rose garden was that the property owner didn't want anyone going in to pick. He didn't want people going in and tampering with his rose bushes, so he would pick it himself and give over the figs. And they never took off Truma and Maaser, and this is a proof to Yehuda's opinion that you could pick them and eat them one by one, even though there was a sale, even when the seller is the one that's picking it off the tree. Mishnah Vav. Ha'imer l'chaveri, Halach Isser Zeh be'Esser te'enim, Sha'avar li. If someone says to his friend, take this Isser coin in exchange for 10 figs that I'm going to select from your tree. And here, the buyer is going to go select the figs and pick the figs off of the tree. So over here, everybody agrees, even Rav Meir. Buyer of Eichel, he's allowed to select one by one and eat the figs without taking off Trumas and Maaseres. And he can do that eat one by one when the buyer is going and picking it. But Ashkel Sha'averli, if he gave the money in exchange for a cluster of grapes that he wants to go and pick, so then Megarger V'Eichel, the buyer can go and pick only a garger, one grape at a time off of the cluster. If you would take the whole cluster, then it would be a like being tzirif, combining multiple fruit together, that will make it obligated set in Maaser. But he can go and pick off one grape by one from the cluster and eat it without taking off Maaser. Berimain, if the money was given on behalf of a pomegranate, Berimain Sha'averli, a pomegranate that I'm going to go pick, Pirate Vaichel, he can go and pick one seed at a time. So he'll break open the pomegranate while it's still attached to the seed, is still attached to the tree, and he can eat seed by seed without taking off maaseris. But if he would take off the whole pomegranate, so then all the seeds together would be like a pile of fruit that would be obligated to maaser, would be set. He wouldn't be able to snack on it. Vavtiach shavar li, if he gave the money on behalf of a melon, so here melons are larger, even though they're one fruit, since it's not eaten all at once, all he's allowed to do is save his vayichel. He can cut off a little piece at a time and eat it from this one melon while still attached, and eat it without taking off maaser. But if you would take the whole melon, that's like multiple portions, and it would become set for maaser. So until now we are discussing that the sale only solidifies when he picks the fruit, because he never specified which fruit he is purchasing at the time of giving over money, and only when he picks it, then it's set that this is the fruit that he's buying, and the mekach, the sale, solidifies when he picks it. However, the mission now continues with a different case. Aval, im amar lai be'esrim te'enim elu, if he gives money in exchange for these specific 20 figs that are still attached to the tree, but he designated which ones they are, so now we know at the time of the sale which figs they are, or b'shnei eshkalas elu, or in exchange for these two clusters of grapes that are on the vine, b'shnei rimayim elu, or for these two specific pomegranates, b'shnei avtichim elu, or for these two specific melons, then the purchase is completely done while it's still attached to the tree. And now the buyer owns produce that has not yet been picked yet. So the halacha is, eichol kedarka yupater, he then can eat it in the normal way, even if he picks two or more, he can eat it in the normal way, and snacking on it, and be putter and meisers, mepnei shekanav b'mechaber l'karka, because he acquired it while it was still attached to the ground, and this that the sale, a mekach, is kevel l'meiser, it makes the produce set for meiser, that's only after they're picked. But over here, the mekach, the sale took place before they're picked. And then, by picking them, they're still not yet set for meiser, and he can snack on them afterwards, even if he took two at a time.